too. Our bodies are composed of energy and information. To transform the patterns of the past, it's necessary to know what they are made of. Your body appears to be composed of solid matter that can be broken down into molecules and atoms. But quantum physics tells us that every atom is more than 99.999% empty space, and the subatomic particles moving at lightning speed through this huge space are actually bundles of vibrating energy. The essential stuff of the universe, including your body, is non-stuff. But it isn't ordinary non-stuff, it is thinking non-stuff. The void inside every atom is pulsating with unseen intelligence. Geneticists locate this intelligence primarily inside DNA, but that is only for convenience sake. Life unfolds as DNA imparts its coded intelligence to its active twin, RNA, which in turn goes out into the cell and imparts bits of intelligence to thousands of enzymes, which then use their specific bit of intelligence to make proteins. At every point in this sequence, energy and information have to be exchanged, or otherwise, there could be no building life from lifeless matter. As marvelous as this wealth of diverse intelligences, at bottom, there is only one single intelligence shared by the whole body. As we age, this flow of intelligence becomes compromised in various ways. The specific intelligence of the immune system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system all start falling off. Age deterioration would be unavoidable if the body was simply material, because all material things are prey to entropy, the tendency of orderly systems to become disorderly. But entropy doesn't apply to intelligence. An invisible part of us is immune to the ravages of time. Modern science is just discovering the implications of all this, but it has been imparted for centuries through spiritual traditions in which masters have preserved the youthfulness of their bodies far into old age. In India, the flow of intelligence is called prana, usually translated as life force, which can be manipulated to keep the physical body orderly and young. As we will see, the ability to contact and use prana is open to all of us. Number 3, mind and body are inseparably one. Intelligence is much more flexible than the mask of matter which hides it. Intelligence can express itself either as thoughts or as molecules. A basic emotion like fear can be described as an abstract feeling or as a tangible molecule of the hormone adrenaline. Without the feeling, there's no hormone. Without the hormone, there's no feeling. The revolution we call mind-body medicine was based on this simple discovery. Wherever a thought goes, a chemical goes with it. Medicine is just beginning to use the mind-body connection for healing, using placebos or dummy drugs to kill pain, to stop excessive gastric secretions in ulcer patients, to lower blood pressure, or fight tumors. Since the same inert pill can lead to such totally different responses, we have to conclude that the body is capable of producing its own biochemical response once the mind has been given the appropriate suggestion. The pill itself is meaningless. The power that activates the placebo effect is the power of suggestion alone. This suggestion gets converted into the body's intention to cure itself. Therefore, why not bypass the deception of the sugar pill and go directly to the intention? If we could effectively trigger the intention not to age, the body would carry it out automatically. The decline of vigor in old age is largely the result of people expecting to decline. They have unwittingly implanted a self-defeating intention in the form of a strong belief, and the mind-body connection automatically carries this intention out. Long before you get old, you can prevent losses by consciously programming your mind to remain youthful using the power of your intention.